A prominent tech-related campaign issue has been Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server as Secretary of State. One question is whether she used it to keep any government business out of the public eye. Are more than 30,000 emails that Clinton turned over to the State Department the whole story? The FBI has the server and is investigating. What they're able to learn will depend on whether Clinton merely deleted email she deemed to be personal, or whether the whole server was wiped. NPR's Aarti Shahani explains.
We keep hearing from Hillary Clinton and her top brass, they don't know the difference between deleting an email and wiping a computer clean.
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know.
That's Clinton herself addressing reporters at a press conference last month.
I don't know how it works digitally at all.
And earlier this month, her press secretary, Brian Fallon, was on CNN. Correspondent Brianna Keeler was trying to pin down this very basic detail.
The wipe server, right, Brian?
If I don't know what wiped means.
The emails were deleted.
You can delete emails. You can also wipe a server. You can do both. But he's not saying if both happened. He is repeating a talking point.
I don't know what wiped means. Literally, the emails were deleted off of the server. That's true.
On March 19th, members of Congress requested that Clinton make her server available for inspection by an independent third party. In response, her lawyer wrote that no Clinton emails were on the server anymore. He did not indicate if the data was deleted or wiped. There's a big difference between the two. Let's start with what it means to delete. Computer expert Angela Knox with CloudMark says a computer is like a library with a bunch of files or books in it.
And you know which shelf the book you're looking for is on by looking at the index of the library.
Books are stored in the back. Index cards at the front counter tell you where exactly. And if people throw a card in the trash,
they're not actually deleting the book from the library, they're just deleting it from the index.
To get rid of a file altogether, you have to overwrite or wipe it. Let's use another analogy. A computer stores data in bits, all ones and zeros. It's like a row of light bulbs that are either on or off.
And the pattern on which they're on and off tells you something.
It tells you the specific characters and sentences in a file, the font, when the file was created and modified, which users accessed it.
And when you want to wipe out that information, you could either turn all the lights off, or you could turn all the lights on, or you could just add a random pattern of on and off lights over the top, and then you wouldn't know what was there before.
And the more you write over with a bunch of ones and zeros, the harder it is to know the original ones and zeros. The emails, the Word documents, the Excel sheets. Say you triple or quadruple wipe.
It will be almost impossible for anybody to collect any data from that drive.
And it turns out, any data means a whole lot more than emails. Dave Itell, formerly with the National Security Agency and now CEO of the security firm Immunity, he has a prediction about what the FBI is investigating.
It's really probably less about the content of the emails and more about looking for traces of intrusion on the server itself.
Hackers from Russia or China could have targeted Clinton, sent her innocent-looking emails with malicious software attached to break in. The FBI's ability to investigate depends on how the data was removed. Option one, email was just deleted. No problem. Investigators can still find traces of intrusions that may have happened. Option two, email was wiped. Still, traces could linger deep inside the hard drive. Option three, the entire hard drive got wiped.
That information is lost, and they may never find it.
Clinton's lawyer has stated there's no evidence a breach occurred, but her campaign declined to provide NPR with any details about how the server was protected. Itell says it was more vulnerable to attack than ones in the State Department because the private server didn't have access to a major federal program that detects and blocks intrusions.
Like, there's reasons you don't hire FedEx to move your top secret material around. They don't have the capability to protect it.
He says given all the hacks that have happened, Target, Sony Pictures, Office of Personnel Management, the next president needs to understand cybersecurity issues, not shrug at the difference between deleting and wiping. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.